Chapter 4. No gravestone rose by the rounded hillock. Marvel why this is? She said. He had no kindred, ma'am, but he near. She set a stone at his head. She learned to dream of him, and told them. In slumber often uprises he, and says, I am joyed that, after all, dear, you've not deserted me. At length died to this kinless woman, as he had died as he had grown to crave, and at her dying she besought them to bury her in his grave. Such said, as he had paused, until she added, All me by his name on the stone, as I were, first to last, his dearest, not she who left him lone. And this they did. And so it became there that, by the strength of a tender whim, the stranger was she who bore his name there, not she who wedded him. Her song? I sang that song on Sunday, to which an idle while, I sang that song on Monday, as fittest to beguile. I sang it as the year outwore, and the new slid in. I thought not what might shape before another would begin. I sang that song in summer, all unforeknowingly, to him as a newcomer from regions strange to me. I sang it when in after years the shades stretched out, and paths were faint, and flocking fears brought cup-eyed care and doubt. Sings he that song on Sundays in some dim land afar, on Saturdays, or Mondays, as when the evening star glimpsed in upon his bending face and my hanging hair, and time untouched me with a trace of soul-smarter despair. A wet August, 9 drops of water beat the jessamine, and 9 and 90 smear the stones and tiles. 'Twas not so in that August full raid, fine when we lived out of doors, sang songs, strode miles. Or was there then no noted radiancy of summer? Were dun clouds, a dribbling bough, gilt over by the light I bore in me, and was the waste world just the same as now? It can have been so. Yea, that threatenings of coming down drip on the sunless gray, by the then possibilities in things were wrought more bright than brightest skies today. 1920. The dissemblers, it was not you, I came to please, only myself, flipped she, I like this spot of fantasies, and thought you far from me. But oh, he was the secret spell that led her to the lee. It was not she who shaped my ways, or works, or thoughts, he said. I scarcely marked her living days, or missed her much when dead. But oh, his joyance knew its knell, when daisies hid her head. To a lady playing and singing in the morning, joyful lady, sing. And I will lurk here listening, though not be done, and not begun, and work hours swift are scurrying. Sing, O lady, still. I will wait each note you trill, though duties do, that press to do this whole day long I unfulfill. It is an evening tune, one not designed to waste the noon, you say. I know. Time bids me go for daytide passes too soon. But let indulgence be, this once, to my rash ecstasy. When sounds nowhere that carol dare my idled morn may comfort me. A man was drawing near to me, on that gray night of mournful drone, apart from aught to hear, to see, I dreamt not that from shires unknown and gloom, alone, by Halworthy, a man was drawing near to me. I'd no concern at anything, no sense of coming pull heart play, yet, under the silent outspreading of even's wing where Otterham lay, a man was riding up my way. I thought of nobody, not of one, but only of trifles legends, ghosts though, on the moorland dim and dun that travelers shun about these coasts, the man had passed Trisperit posts. There was no light at all inland, only the seaward pharaoh's fire, nothing to let me understand that hard at hand by Hennet fire the man was getting nigh and nigher. There was a rumble at the door, a draught disturbed the drapery, and but a minute passed before, with gaze that bore my destiny, the man revealed himself to me. The strange house, Max Gate, A. D.D. 2000. I hear the piano playing just as a ghost might play. Oh, but what are you saying? There's no piano today. Their old one was sold and broken. Years past it went amiss. I heard it, or shouldn't have spoken. A strange house, this. I catch some undertone here, from someone out of sight. Impossible, we are alone here, and shall be through the night. The parlor door, what stirred it? No one. No souls in range. But, anyhow, I heard it, and it seems strange. Seek my own room, I cannot. A figure is on the stair. What figure? Nay, I scan not anyone lingering there. A bough outside is waving, and that's its shade by the moon. Well, all is strange. I am craving strength to leave soon. Ah, maybe you've some vision of showings beyond our sphere, some sight, sense, intuition of what once happened here? The house is old. They've hinted it once held two love thralls, and they may have imprinted their dreams on its walls. They were, I think, 'twas told me, queer in their works and ways. The teller would often hold me with weird tales of those days. Some folk cannot abide here, but we do not care who loved, laughed, wept, or died here, knew joy, or despair. As 'twere tonight, song, as 'twere tonight, in the brief space of a far eventime, my spirit rang a chime at vision of a girl of grace. As 'twere tonight, in the brief space of a far eventime. As 'twere at noontide of tomorrow, I airily walked and talked, and wondered as I walked what it could mean, this sore from sorrow. As 'twere at noontide of tomorrow, I airily walked and talked. As 'twere at waning of this week, broke a new life on me, trancings of bliss to be in some dim dear land soon to seek. As 'twere at waning of this week, broke a new life on me. The contretemps. A forward rush by the lamp in the gloom, and we clasped, and almost kissed. But she was not the woman whom I had promised to meet in the thawing broom on that harbor bridge, nor was I he of her tryst. So loosening from me swift she said, why feign to be the one I had meant, to whom I have sped to fly with, being so sorrily wed? 'Twas thus and thus, that she upbraided me. My assignation had struck upon some others like it, I found. And her lover rose on the night anon, and then her husband entered on the lamplit, snowflaked, sloppiness around. Acre and welcome, man, he cried. Wash my hands of her. I'll find me twice as good a bride. All this to me, whom he had eyed, plainly, as his wife's planned deliverer. And next the lover. Idle I knew, madam, you had a third. Kissing here in my very view. Husband and lover then withdrew. I let them, and I told them not they erred. Why not? Well, there faced she and I two strangers who'd kissed, or near, chance-wise. To see stand weeping by a woman once embraced, will try the tension of a man the most austere. So it began. And I was young, she pretty, by the lamp, as flakes came waltzing down among the waves of her clinging hair, that hung heavily on her temples, dark and damp. And there alone still stood we two, she one cast off for me, or so it seemed. While night on drew, forcing a parley what should do. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.